So, welcome to class 4 of the Sedona Method. And let's start out with some pranayama. So, 6 counts in, hold for 3 counts, and 6 counts out. And just go slow and breathe into your belly. Okay, finish up. Okay, we're going to go over a couple ways of releasing, and then we're going to switch gears and go into something else. So, if you have questions about how the process works, come up in your mind while we're doing it, just put those questions on a shelf for now and try to go through the process. And even if you have some kind of a resistance to the terminology or to, you know, anything that comes up, just try to set that aside and go with the flow. And then I'll answer questions afterward about whatever comes up for you, if you have questions or concerns about how it works or anything that personal that comes up for you. So bring up something that you can't do or have. So something in your life that is something that feels like you can't have or do.
can it be something that you want to let go of? Or is it something, is that the same thing?
No, it's okay. Something that you feel kind of powerless about.
Okay.
So you can't have something, or you can't do something that you want. So it's a wanting, but there's a block there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So can't have or can't do something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And see if that brings up a wanting approval, or wanting control, or wanting to be safe. And if so, can you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? Or it could even be a combination of two of those or three of those. And go back to that I can't issue. And let's go over it again. Does it bring up a wanting approval, or wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And can you, just for now, let go of wanting approval, or wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And bring up another I can't, or if that same issue is still pertinent for this. If you're still having trouble with the I can't, let's try it again. So bring it up. I can't do or have something. Just let it come up. Feel that feeling of wanting. Does that bring up a wanting approval, or wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And if so, can you let go of wanting approval, or wanting control, or wanting to be safe? Let's bring up another I can't have or do something. Something you feel powerless about, that you can't do it or you can't have it. Just let it come up. Does that bring up a wanting approval, or wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And can you let go of wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? Now, say to yourself, I allow myself to have blank. So something that you want to allow yourself to have. could be something that you've been wanting to have or to do. Does that bring up a wanting approval or wanting control or wanting to be safe? And can you let go of wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? So let's go back to it again. I allow myself to have something. A lot of times we have resistance to allowing ourselves to have something that we want. So just let that come up, whatever it is. The feeling that you get when you say, I allow myself to have something, or allow myself to do something. What does that bring up? And is that feeling fall under wanting approval, or wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And can you let go of wanting approval, or wanting control, or wanting to be safe? Or a combination of those things? And let's go back to it one more time. I allow myself to have or do blank. Something that you would like to happen. What feeling does that bring up? Does that bring up some kind of resistance in you? Some kind of tension in the body or contraction. Is that a wanting approval or wanting control or wanting to be safe? And can you let go of wanting approval or wanting control or wanting to be safe? Don't try to make sense of it. It's not a logical thing. It's just, we're just bringing up resistance and emotions with these questions. And then we're placing them under a category of the type of wanting that it is. That's all we're doing. So there's no, you don't need to try to figure it out. Let's try one more. I allow myself to have dot dot dot. What does that bring up in the body? Is that a wanting approval or wanting control or wanting to be safe? And can you let go of either wanting approval or wanting control or wanting to be safe? Okay, so Anyone have any questions about that process or anything came up for them?
I didn't understand, like, so when the second part, so I want to have whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't fully understand how that relates to wanting to have control.
Right. Like, so, yeah, I understand. It's not a sensical thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, if whatever resistance comes, it's a wanting, right? It's like a desire. If you allow yourself to have, if you say to yourself, I allow myself to have a bicycle, I want a new bicycle, okay? But there's some resistance there when I say that. There's something inside me that comes up that doesn't really want me to allow myself to have that. Do you understand? There's a resistance there that will come up usually.
So in my case, it was I want to trust.
Okay.
So it's not like a...
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Okay. So
I allow myself to have trust for .. or about ..
Mm-hmm.
or with someone. Or,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So yeah. Then not so much resistance came.
Great.
Okay.
So then move on to another... I allow myself to have...
Oh, that does have resistance. That's the point, is to let go of the
resistance.
But
if you bring up something that you don't have resistance to, that's great.
Okay.
Yeah. Then you just move on to something that you do have resistance.
So the point is, you're letting go of the resistance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
For example,
exactly.
I said, allow myself to feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a resistance there,
mm-hmm.
because immediately my thing is, oh, but if I feel safe, I'm not going to be alert. So you see, there is a resistance there.
Mm-hmm.
Just an example
mm-hmm.
of where it could go.
And so how would you, which one would you relate that to, control or?
Is all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not so much the first one, but control and...
Safety.
Yeah,
safety. Yeah, so it doesn't have to be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
When you go through the process, and even if you can't find a category, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that you're releasing the resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever you allow yourself to have, then you can have it.
Mm-hmm.
Because then instead of wanting,
mm-hmm.
you're now into having instead of wanting. You can either want... You can be in wanting,
mm-hmm.
or you can be in having about anything.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say, like, when you say, I allow myself to have .. I immediately know if I really do allow myself to have that or if I'm lying to myself.
Okay,
right?
Because then the resistance... Because
there's a resistance that comes up.
Okay.
And it says, it's like, meh, no you don't, you know? Like... and so that's what you want to bring up and let go.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's and also when you put it under these three categories, it kind of takes the you don't have to try so hard to let go of it, and that's even better because you can't really try to let go of something, and it just releasing is not trying; it's
mm-hmm.
just releasing,
mm-hmm.
right? So it helps us to let go of it by putting it into something more general, a more general umbrella of things,
mm-hmm.
and it makes it less personal, right?
Mm-hmm. What's the first category?
Approval.
Yeah, approval. Yep. Approval, control, and wanting to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So... and I'm gonna put an audio up on my website if you guys want to go through these questions instead of trying to ask yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easier just sometimes to listen to someone asking you the questions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go there, it'll be on that on the same page. I'll just put a link to it and then. Yeah, that might be useful for you. So,
I'd like to say something. So, Supriya mentioned trust, and this this way really works for me, because every time I'm able to let go of the wanting approval, control, or
safety,
I feel a softening and a moving towards trust. Like it was happening every time, like this lovely, very subtle movement towards trust. So
great.
I started with this position by having this pain here, and after doing the exercise, I was just aware that I don't have it anymore in the back.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's great.
It was, and it takes me sometimes hours to find, you know, to try and see why is this pain there, and it's not there.
Yeah.
Suddenly.
Amazing.
Yeah, you're like a Buddha.
Subhuti.
Subhuti.
The one Subhuti. That didn't get to enlightenment.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's not what they said.
Yeah.
That's not what they said.
That's what Douglas said the other day.
I'm just
kidding.
Sorry.
Okay, good, great. I mean, great, yeah. It seems like you guys are getting it. It's just amazing. It's really, makes me happy. So, what was I going to say about that? Anyway, let's move on. So, I think it's a really good thing. I think I mentioned this before, but you could go through these questions for 10 or 15 minutes every morning before you do your practice or before you go to work or whatever you do in your day. And that's for me, it's been really helpful to do that just on a daily basis. And repetition is key for this. So you might do it a couple times and feels like you're not getting anywhere. And then you do it three more times and it's like, whoa, like something shifted. So with most people, it's about repetition and just keep doing it, and then you just get used to it and it'll get easier and easier to let go of things as you progress. So there is this other thing we're going to go into now, which is about releasing on relationships, so interpersonal tensions.
Oh my god.
Drama.
I thought exactly the same. Let's carry on with this.
Let's just maintain.
No, let's how many classes have we got for this one, Douglas?
20 more. We're just starting out. The block.
Yeah, we're going to do a year-long boot camp for interpersonal relationship releasing.
We should have 100 people in this room.
So this is something that Lester originally came up with for facilitators releasing as a cleanup thing after they facilitate releasing with other people, because a lot of things can come at you and exchange of whatever, you know, energies. And so this was kind of the cleanup process. And then he and his student Hale discovered that it's just really good for anybody to do on relationships. And it's very, very powerful. So we're going to go into that. And remember that it's just a decision. So you're in charge and you can make a decision. And that's it, period. So you're not the victim of your emotions and you can just decide. But it's important just to be honest with yourself at the same time when you're answering these questions. So if you want it to be a yes, but it's a no, then just let it be a no kind of thing. But just remember that you can actually decide to let go of something and it will release. But that's part of learning this whole process, is discovering this, that you have this power just to decide to let something go and let it go. So keep that in mind as we go along. And the other thing I wanted to say, oh yeah, so pick anyone in your life that you want to feel freer about. Could be someone very close to you, it could be someone not so close to you, but I recommend it's better if it's someone that's very close to you. Okay, and just picture them in your mind, picture their face. Just imagine them, close your eyes and imagine them. So I'm going to go through these questions and just answer honestly and remember that you can decide. So, did this person try to control you? So just answer to yourself. If so, could you now let go of wanting to control them back? Or could you let go of wanting to protect yourself from them? And did you try to control this person? And if so, just for now, could you let go of wanting to control them? I'm going to repeat the questions. Did this person try to control you? If so, could you let go of wanting to control them back or wanting to protect yourself from them? Just for now. And remember, it's just a decision. Did you try to control this person? And if so, just for now, could you let go of wanting to control them? We're going to do it one more time. Did this person try to control you? And if so, could you let go of that, of wanting to be safe with them, or safe from them? And did you try to control them? And if so, just for now, could you let go of wanting to control them? And now we're going to go on to the completion questions. Could you now, just for now, could you grant this person the right for them to be as they are? Could you grant this person the right for this person to be as this person is? Would you grant this person the right for this person to be the way this person is? Do you now grant this person the right for them to be as they are? So just answer the question honestly to yourself. Could you grant this person the right for them to be as they are? Would you grant this person the right for them to be as they are? And do you grant them the right to be as they are? So normally we would repeat these all these questions until you do, until you get a yes. So if you're practicing at home by yourself, you would do the first three, first two questions that we did, and repeat them until you feel resolved or complete, and then you would do the completion questions, which are the ones I just asked. Could you grant this person the right for them to be as they are? Those are the completion questions. So, and now we're going to move on. So with the same person, picturing them in your mind, did this person dislike or disapprove of anything in you? Or did it feel that way? If so, could you let go of wanting their approval as best you can? And did you dislike or disapprove of anything in this person? If so, just for now, could you let go of any dislike or disapproval for this person? Did this person dislike or disapprove of anything in you, or did it feel that way? And if so, just as best you can, could you let go of wanting their approval? And did you dislike or disapprove of anything in this person? And if so, just for now, could you let go of any dislike or disapproval for this person? And we're going to go through it one more time. Did this person dislike or disapprove of anything in you? If so, could you let go of wanting their approval just for now, as best you can? Did you dislike or disapprove of anything in this person? Again, this is a yes or no answer. You don't have to bring up anything else. If so, just for now, could you let go of any dislike or disapproval for this person? So again, if you're doing this at home, you just keep going as long as necessary, until you feel complete or resolved about this. And then we're going to go on to the completion question for this. Could you have only love or acceptance feelings for this person? Would you allow yourself to have only love or acceptance feelings for this person? Do you now have only love or acceptance feelings for this person? I'm going to go through it again. Could you allow yourself to have only love or acceptance feelings for this person? Would you allow yourself to have only love or acceptance feelings for this person? Do you now have only love feelings for this person? So again, you're going to repeat these questions until the answer is an unequivocal yes, when you're doing it on your own. And remember, this is just a decision. You can just decide one way or the other, whichever way you want to. Okay, and we're going to go on to the next set of questions. So with the same person, just imagine their face. Did this person challenge, oppose, or threaten you, or did it feel that way? If so, could you let go of wanting to protect yourself from them or to be safe with them? Did you challenge, oppose, or threaten them? If so, just for now, could you let go of wanting to challenge, oppose, or threaten them? Did this person challenge, oppose, or threaten you, or did it feel that way? If so, could you let go of wanting to protect yourself from them or to be safe from them? Did you challenge, oppose, or threaten them? If so, just for now, could you let go of wanting to challenge, oppose, or threaten them? Did this person challenge, oppose, or threaten you, or did it feel that way? If so, just for now, could you let go of wanting to protect yourself from them or to be safe with them? Did you challenge, oppose, or threaten this person? And if so, just for now, could you let go of wanting to challenge, oppose, or threaten this person? Now we're going to go to the last question in this part. Could you allow yourself to have only a feeling of well-being or a feeling of safety and trust with this person? Would you allow yourself to have only a feeling of well-being, a feeling of safety and trust with this person? Do you now have only a feeling of well-being or a feeling of safety and trust with this person? I'm going to repeat this. Could you allow yourself to have only a feeling of well-being, of safety and trust with this person? Would you allow yourself to have only a feeling of well-being, of safety and trust with this person? Do you now have only a feeling of well-being, a feeling of safety and trust with this person? Again, if you are doing these on your own, these questions on your own, just repeat the questions until you do, until you have an unequivocal yes. We're going to go on to the last set of questions. So picture them in your mind again. Did this person reject, cut off, or in any way try to be separate from you? If so, could you let go of wanting to be one with them? Did you reject, cut off, or in any way try to be separate from them? If so, just for now, could you let go of wanting to reject, cut off, or try to be separate from them? Did this person reject, cut off, or in any way try to be separate from you? If so, could you let go of wanting to be one with them? Did you reject, cut off, or in any way try to be separate from them? If so, just for now, could you let go of wanting to reject, cut off, or try to be separate from them? I'm going to repeat this one more time. Did this person reject, cut off, or in any way try to be separate from you? And if so, could you let go of wanting to be one with them? Did you reject, cut off, or in any way try to be separate from this person? And if so, just for now, could you let go of wanting to reject, cut off, or try to be separate from this person? And I'm going to move on to the completion questions for this part. Could you now have only a feeling of unity, of oneness, a feeling of there is no separate you or me with this person? Would you now have only a feeling of unity, of oneness, a feeling of there is no separate you or me with this person? Do you now have only a feeling of unity, of oneness, a feeling of there is no separate you or me with this person in this moment? I'm going to repeat this. Could you now have only a feeling of unity, of oneness, a feeling of there is no separate you or me with this person? Would you now have only a feeling of unity, of oneness, a feeling of there is no separate you or me with this person? Do you now have only a feeling of unity, of oneness, a feeling of there is no separate you or me with this person in this moment? So now look at the face of this person you are working on and see if you have only acceptance or love for them. And if there are any other feelings, then you can run through the questions again on them at home. And that's it for now. And by the way, crying is perfectly acceptable in this room. I think we're all pretty fine with that, right? So, I don't think we're gonna judge each other. So, if you need to, let her rip.
Would you record that on a separate audio, please?
Yeah. Yep. Actually, I can just take this out.
Yeah.
And I'll put it up on the website.
Okay.
So, any questions about this process or comments?
It's really long.
Sorry?
It's really long.
It is long, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you tired? You feel tired?
Yeah, there was a moment when I was like, oh my God, really?
Oh no, I wanted to keep going with that one.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I know that feeling, but I also think it might be resistance to doing the process.
I was struggling with the fact that in the beginning the questions were like, did, like as in suggesting it was something in the past, but if it's still present, I felt like I wanted to change the words. Does it have to specifically be did, or can I just say do, does?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so,
okay.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I think you can.
Just, yeah, because.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that brings up another point. So you can do this with any current person in your life that you're having trouble with,
mm-hmm.
or you can do it with someone that you haven't talked to in 10 years, and it's still the same. You still, if you can release on someone that you had something, you know, some problem with, or you had a falling out with 10 years ago, and it's incredibly liberating, my experience. So, and also, you know, if you have relationship issues that keep somehow mysteriously recurring in your life, then that's something to release on, because obviously that's not about them, that's about you, right? So you can release on these issues you have with this person, and then it helps resolve the issue that's coming from you, right? So you're not projecting that again onto other people. So it's also good in business relationships. If you have a difficult person that you're doing business with in some way, you can do this on them, and it works wonders. So, I do it with my family. I did it with my mother, who died a while back, and it was incredible. Just let go of all this stuff about, you know, crazy emotions that came up about, you know, I didn't even know that I had. It just feels like completely resolved now. Like I don't have any more, there's no more of this emotional karma between us, seems like. Hopefully. We'll see. But it seems that way. So, yeah. Yeah, so what else did I want to say today? Anybody have any more questions about this?
Well, what if I don't want to be one with that person? I know that in theory we're all one with everything.
So if you say,
I have a very definite right. Note in the second, in the conclusions especially.
You don't have to want to be one with them, but if you have resistance to being one with them, that's different, right? If there's a resistance there, whether they're one with you or not, it's not the issue. It's the resistance.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I could say,
like, if someone comes into your personal space.
But then, no, I don't.
Sorry?
I could say, yes, I would like to, but no, that's not real. No.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine to say no. And you can even resolve the issue without saying, like, without wanting to be one with them.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, no, you don't have to do anything you don't want. So yeah.
For sure I won't.
Yeah.
But that's sure. But that's interesting. You can
for
even
now.
Resolve the issue
yeah.
Without.
Well, if I don't want
one
to know, I won't. But who knows?
But we are all.
Yes,
ultimate.
But
so.
But so what you're talking about, I think, is more of a preference. So ultimately, yes, we're all one, right? Do I want to be one with everybody, like that I meet, like, on a personal level? No, like. I am one with them, but from a personality point of view, I don't want them in my personal space.
But then isn't there resistance, though? Isn't that resistance?
Well, so I can be one with a person and not want to be around them all the time, right?
That's different.
Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. So that's what I think she's talking about,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Is you don't have to like be in someone's personal space in order to have to be one with them. So being one with them is just we are all one. I am you, you are me, we're a big happy family.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that doesn't mean that like we all have to like you
spend
know,
time with them.
Yeah, spend time together. Or hang out, or whatever.
You can observe them and learn about yourself by doing.
For sure, yeah.
So that's the part of being one, also.
Yeah. So being one doesn't mean like, it doesn't mean that like they're up in your face, okay?
Yeah, because.
It just means that there's
yeah.
It just means that there's real no real separation.
Yes, I know that.
And
yeah.
And ultimately, they're your projection. They're
yeah.
They are your mind, anyway. So, in that sense, you could think about it that way, too. That's a helpful way to think about it. Because if they're your projection, then they are you, right?
Yeah.
So.
But I've only done this once, so I've got no idea. But my experience of it was, whether I like them or not, whether, you know, like, whatever, at the end, there's that acceptance of oneness.
Exactly, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Exactly.
Irrespective of personality, of
exactly.
Clash, of whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
yeah.
We're talking about.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
On a bigger picture, yeah. You know, but not on the personal space,
yeah.
Which is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Can you do this process like with yourself being?
Yeah, well, that's a great question.
That's a sort of like the ego self and the true self, like that kind of.
Yes, yeah, that's a great question. So, I think you could. I think you could. However, there's this, there is no, there ultimately is no you and no, there's no two yous,
mm-hmm.
Right? So, if you do it with yourself, then, you know, I mean, just like ultimately there is no we, there's only one. But if you do at your own discretion, I would say, yeah, and see if it works.
I just see how it could really cultivate some self-compassion.
Yeah, perhaps.
You could do it to like different parts of, you know, like when they talk about like different personality, you know, like you've got your critic and you've got your...
Oh yeah, right, you could do it with your critic, like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, so
the devil on your shoulder.
Yeah. I know, I think that would be
really
interesting.
Yeah, but I don't like to get into this separating me thing, because that can lead down to roads that you don't really need to go down. Sort of a, maybe like a schizophrenic sort of mindset, if you're prone to that. So there's a lot of this kind of way of thinking about the person and the soul in the tradition of one of the traditions of Buddhism that I studied in. And because I was prone to a sort of schizophrenic, my mind would go into this kind of schizophrenic thing, then it just would trigger that, and then it led me down a road that was like not nice. So there are other ways to do that, and we'll go over them in the next class, that might be better than what you're suggesting. But
yeah,
by all means.
I was just remembering in a class a while ago, we were sitting over there, and you know, you used the idea, the metaphor of the actor and the... What was that? That was like splitting.
It's true.
Into two.
Yeah. So, yes, but that's has to do with worldview.
Okay.
And yeah, you can think of it that way. I just don't like to do that all the time.
Okay.
Because people can get the wrong idea about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really it's more of a kind of an advanced process. When you're used to all of these, I don't want to say advanced, but when you're used to all of this way of thinking, in this worldview that is actually what I would consider the correct worldview, then it's easy. It's much easier to do that and to think that way. But yeah, maybe it's helpful for you. I just don't like to present it all the time, because then it's people can get triggered by emptiness and by this terms and ideas that they don't really understand, and so I don't, yeah, that's why I don't do that too much. But yeah, for me personally, that metaphor works great, especially when I'm doing self-inquiry meditation. So if I sit down to meditate and I remember that, oh, I'm actually the actor, I'm not the character that the actor is playing, that really helps me to center, and then it becomes much easier to do any kind of pure being meditation or self-inquiry meditation. So anyway, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think we'll just leave it at that then. And I have another mudra, but I don't know how well it works. I'm still trying it out, so I'll present it if it really works. If I think it really works on me. and there is another one. That I'll share with you next time. That I know. but is a little more involved. So. Yeah. Okay. Anyone? Any other questions?
So the two ones that you did, like that one, the relationship one, and then the one before, are you able just to send it in them in the group rather than us having to go to your website or whatever, like, or send a link to your website where...
I'm just going to send a link, and
yeah,
then you can just go there,
yeah,
and you can download it if you want, and then you can just have it on your whatever device.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, cool. All right. You guys look tired.
I'm very tired.
No, that was quite a process. Like, really.
Yeah.
Powerful.
The
right.
Relational one.
Yeah. It takes a lot out of you. Yeah. So I hope that you have a good week, and that if you have questions come up, you can always text me and I'll answer. If it's really important. Just ask me. So,
are there more classes related to the Sedona method? Many more coming up now, and then maybe the next round of four. Or what do you see?
So we can go into more depth about this, and also if you guys want to do releasing on things you want to manifest, we can also go into that.
What does that mean? Releasing on things you want to manifest. Releasing on things you want.
Releasing on
what's stopping you?
What's the blocks from manifesting?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So health, wealth, that kind of stuff, we can do a whole class on each of those. If that's something you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
There's at least four more classes of material to cover. So, but as you like.
And the class last week that I missed, did you record it? Like, can I listen to it?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah. It's on the same page that I put the link to before. I'll put another link to it.
Okay.
It's all.
Was it another methodology of something else?
What did we do last week?
Because the wood could.
Yeah.
One. That was the one.
Before, so we did more of that.
Last
week was more about like also wanting and having, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, wanting and having.
And
yeah. Yeah, you can listen to it, see if, you
okay,
know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little bit different.
Mm.
So.
The wood could thing was really good.
Yeah?
Like, I really, like, more than the one that we did, the very first one. I don't
okay.
really get that one.
Okay.
It didn't touch me in the same way that the could would one. Like, that was really powerful. I mean, I've been practicing it, and it's...
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Wow, great. Okay,
yeah,
excellent.
Interesting.
Yeah, glad to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I it's also really powerful for me. They're all good in their own way, I think.
It's simple, though. Because this is relational, I mean, it's hard to
read
all those questions.
Yeah, that's why it's easier just, you don't, to try to read it and then ask yourself the questions is really hard. So that's why an audio is better. So I'll do that for you guys, and it'll be easier.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, all right, thank you. Have a good week.